holy day too.
Thank you, Father, for this night, Father. Lord, we just want to come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. And we just want to bow down, Lord, at your feet, Father, and receive your word, Father, receive your mercy, Father, and receive your grace, Father God. Lord, we thank you, God, for the things that you've given to us, Father, Lord, and we just want to just thank you for them, Father God, because, Lord, you're a great and a merciful God, Father. You don't want no one to perish, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord, for that knowledge, Lord, that you don't want no man or woman to perish, Father, but come to the saving knowledge of Christ, Father. And we thank you, God, for sending Jesus, Lord, to the cross, Father, to be in our place, Lord, for everything that we've done, Father. And we just want to give you the honor and the glory that you deserve tonight, Father God, Lord, through song and through word, Father. And, Lord, let it be done decently and in order tonight, Father God. And we just thank the Holy Spirit to come and to lift our hearts up and our minds, Father God, and to help us keep our minds stayed upon you so that we can have the peace, Lord, that you talk about in your word, Father God. And we just thank you, Lord, for it tonight. We just want to praise you tonight, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify me, your Father. Yes. Settled in heaven.
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And thank God for the message this morning. Yes. It was a powerful message.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Powerful. God is calling his people to go forward in him. Amen. There's no time to lag back, slack up, but to go forward in the Lord. Because God have a standard, and that standard is holiness. And God not going to lower his standard for nobody, is he? No way. Hallelujah. He's not going to lower his standard. So in order to please God, we've got to come up to God's standard. We've got to follow him, not at a distance, but closely. God wants us to follow him closely. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Because the world, we live in a time when there are people that don't have hope tonight. They're without God. And without hope in this world. So we've got to let them know that there is hope, that we have hope.
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
If the people can see that we have hope, and like Pastor Venom said, we're not going to do it with long faces, are we? No. We've got to have the joy of the Lord. The joy of the Lord is our strength. It's your strength.
Amen.
To have the joy of God. And Jesus said, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy may be what?
Full.
So God wants us to be full of the joy, full of his joy, and full of his peace. Jesus said, my peace I leave with you, not as the world give it. Give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. So we have hope tonight. And the word of God said, hope maketh not ashamed. Because the love of God is shed abroad in your heart. And tonight we're living in a dark world. We live in a time when the pulpits. I thank God for those ministers that was bringing forth truth.
Amen.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
Because we live in a time, the word of God says, a time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, But after their own lust shall they heap unto themselves teachers, having itching ears. And they shall turn their ears away from the truth and shall be what? Turned unto fables. We live it in those days. We live in at that right now, we're living at that time. Hallelujah. So what are we going to do? God's calling us. You know, God is really using our pastor to bring forth the word of God, bring forth the truth. Isn't that right? He talked about the word this morning. The word of God is forever settled in heaven. The word of God is quick, which means it's alive. Isn't the word of God alive? It's quick, powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the asunder of soul and spirit, joints and marrow. It gets right down, doesn't it? It gets right down to the nitty-gritty. How it don't leave out nothing. Let's get that scripture. Hebrews, I think it's 4:10, isn't it? What is that? 4:12. Thank you, my brother. Hebrews 4:12. Amen. Let's look at that for a moment. Hebrews 4:12. You know, the Bible says, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Isn't that right? I have a message here written out, but let's just see what God say tonight. Amen. We want to obey the Lord. We want to do God's will. Amen. We want to please Him. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. Let's see what it says. 4:12. Hallelujah. Somebody said, thank you, Jesus. God is so good. He's so faithful. But let's pray before we read the scripture. Father, we thank you tonight for the word of God. Thank you for your love and your mercy, Lord. Thank you for the service this morning, Lord God. Help us to take hold to the word and just go forward in thee, Lord God, following thee. Help us to follow our pastor, Pastor Bill, as he follow you, Lord God. God, move by thy spirit tonight, Lord. Have your way tonight. Let your divine will be done, Lord God. Visit us tonight, God. Let us see signs, wonders, and miracles, and divers gifts of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, and for the glory of God, amen. The word of God said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. So it doesn't take a big crowd for the Lord to come on the scene, does it? No, it doesn't. Amen. If our hearts got to be in tune with God. Isn't that right? Our hearts got to be right in tune with God. What does Hebrews 4:12, what does it say?
For the word of God is quick.
For the word of God is quick, which means it's alive. It's quick, all right?
And powerful.
And it's powerful. The word's powerful. God spoke and said, let there be light. And there was light. Isn't that right? Hallelujah. And when God made man from the dust of the earth, that's painstaking. He took his time and just rolled and made him out of man. And man was just, you know, that laying there. And God breathed the breath of life into its nostrils, and man became a living soul. Amen. Isn't that right? God gave him life. And we have life tonight, don't we? Thank God. We have life and we have hope. Because we're saved and sanctified, living in a dark world. But we are the lights. Lights shine bright. God wants to let our light shine bright in this dark world. For the word of God is quick and powerful.
Sharper than any two-edged sword.
You're talking about sharp. This word of God, my God, hallelujah. It's sharper than a two-edged sword. All right, what does it do? Piercing?
Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit.
All right. It divides asunder soul and spirit. Doesn't miss anything. Divides asunder soul and spirit. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say what?
And of the joints and marrow.
It gets right down to the joints and the marrow. I mean, it get down there. Don't miss nothing.
We're talking about God's word. And we need to believe the word. If we believe it, we'll obey it. Is that right? Jesus said, ye are my servants. If what? Obey my word. Do my will. Do my will. That's how you're going to tell if you're a Christian. If you follow the Lord, you obey his God, his will, you keep his commandments. And his commandments are not grievous to the Christian. A Christian desire to follow Jesus and to obey him. And we know when we follow Jesus, it's not going to be all flower beds of ease. Isn't that right? It's going to be some trials. Things be going smooth, you know, just smooth. And all of a sudden there's a curve in the road. There's a bump. Hallelujah. Because you see, God is in charge. The Lord is directing our path. He's directing our steps. And he wants us to just follow him and just trust him. Regardless of what come or go, God wants us to believe him and trust him and obey him. How many of y'all have gone through some trials and tests and God has brought you out? Amen. So we can just look back, can't we? Say, Lord, we know that you said in your word, you'll never leave me nor forsake me. I believe you because you've proven yourself to me. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. And God proves himself to us over and over and over again, doesn't he? Thank God. He does. He proves himself to us. God is a true God. Now, there are many idol gods tonight. There are many idol gods. But one true and living God. Isn't that right? Yes. Hallelujah. So the idol gods can't do nothing. They have eyes and can't see. Hands and they can't do just standing there or sitting there. Whatever position they put them in, they're just there. And they can't move unless somebody move them. But hallelujah. But we that know the truth, we don't follow that. Do we? No, we don't. But we follow the Lord. We follow the true and living God. Amen. It's only one. The Bible says, there's God beside me. And God said, I know not any. God don't know no other God. So we sure can't, can we? We got to stand on the word of God. What does the scripture say here? Can it answer that question for me? Who have a God like our God? Who have a God like our God?
Nobody.
That's right. Because it's only that one true God that spoke. And whatever he spoke, it came to pass, didn't it?
Amen.
Amen. Let there be light, and there was light. And he spoke, and he created all the stars. And hallelujah. Thank God. And he called them all by name. What a God. What a mighty God.
Amen.
What a mighty God we serve. A holy God. A loving God. And the scripture that said, let not the mighty man, let not the rich man glory in his riches. Let not the mighty man glory in his might. Hallelujah. Huh? Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glory in this. Know and understand. We know and understand that God is faithful, that God is true. And saints of God, that give us hope.
Yes.
My.
Yes.
Hallelujah, give us hope.
Yes.
How many got hope tonight? Let me see your hand. Why do we have hope? Because of God. Isn't that right? Because Jesus himself came down here on his earth, on his good green earth that he made. And he walked about here. The Bible says he went about doing good. Healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But he came to, what did Jesus come for? He came to save the lost, didn't he?
Amen.
He came to reveal God to man.
Amen.
Isn't that right? Jesus said, I'm the way. The truth and the life. No man comes unto the Father except he come by me. So, see, Jesus died a death that no other man could die. Jesus died in our place.
Yes.
We were supposed to be the dying, doing the dying, but he loved us so.
Yes.
You talking about love. What held Jesus to the cross? love. Nobody. Love held him to the cross because he loved us. Jesus could have called, hallelujah, many angels, couldn't he? More than 12 legion of angels, hallelujah. Because, you know, and God have given angels power, haven't he? Because we read for this one angel went out there and killed what? I think 185,000. Isn't that right? God had given them some power. And he could have called more than 12 legion of angels to set him free. But why didn't he do it? Because he loved us. He loved us with an everlasting love. And hallelujah, thank God. You know what Jesus said? By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples if ye have love one to the other. He's given us love, haven't we? And now, when you got love, it'll show. Isn't that right? You just can't be full of God's love and just sitting around on a stool or do nothing and say, I got love, I got love. It'll show. Isn't that right? Love, it's action. Hallelujah. Love you one another that I've loved you. By this shall all men know that you are my disciples. If you have love one to the other, you're manifesting it. It's shown. And people can see it. Let's look at it. We're going to talk about love. We're talking about love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Then let's look at that. Begin at verse 1. I had a message that was intended to talk about the Happy New Year. Intended to talk about Happy New Year. You know how that this year, this is the last day of December. Right? No. Tomorrow's the last day. Thank you. Thank you for correcting me. This is next to the last day of of 2012. Tuesday will be January the 1st, 2013. Let's just, January, what? Did I say it right? January 1st? Amen. All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Let's just think. We've lived, what, 360? Well, not quite. What is it? Oh, it can be 66 this year? Today, we've lived, what, 300 and what now? Well, it's not, what, 64? What is it? Oh, after that, all right. After, thank you. See, he know how to get it together for us. Hallelujah! Yes, sir. He's that detailed. He can clean it up for me. and I need. There you go. Thank you. Hallelujah. Tuesday will be January 1st, right? Amen. But let's just think. We've had all of those days. What do we stand with God? What have we done? What have we done? Are we in the same place we was at the beginning of the year? Have we moved forward in God? I can say, oh, me, God. I mean, I tried to, you know, I know I ain't done what I... Hallelujah. Because, see, my intention was to really get more scripture, you know, learn to memorize more scripture. But, my, I've had a time. I've worked on some, but I've had a time. That's one of my goals usually every year, to meditate and to memorize more scripture. When I was young, I could do it better. I still can do it with the help of the Lord, but it takes more time now. But when the going get tough, the tough get going. Isn't that right? You do what you got to do to get it done. More than one way to skin a cat. Isn't that right? You better believe it. I mean, for a while I was had a tape recorder. I put on tapes and listened to it, you know, and listened to Bible on tape and all. God is good, saints. But we're going to have to wrestle the ants out of the devil's hand. Sometimes you have to wrestle the answer out of the devil's hands. Isn't that right? You know the answer there, and the devil is standing there saying, I'm not going to let you have this. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yeah, you're not going to keep my blessing. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Thank God. God is so good. He loves us with an everlasting love. And God is moving in the church. God is blessing. He's adding souls. Let's be faithful to the Lord's saint. But now, let me say this. Let me talk about this just a little bit. What have we done? You know, we from the first of the year to the end of the year, it's something to think about, isn't it? It's really something to think about. How have we moved forward? Or what are we pleasing God any more than we was the first of the year? Help us, Lord. Help us all. Help me, Lord. Let me say this. Help me, Lord. I need help. But we want to go on into the new year keeping eyes on the Lord. And let's realize the word of God is the most important thing in the world. Jesus said, seek ye first, Matthew 6:33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Isn't that right? Seek him first. Put him first. Amen. And he'll take care of everything for us. If we let him, got to put it in his hand. Now, see, the way a lot of us do is when we have a problem, we run to everybody but to the Lord. We run to everybody else first. And then after we see they can't help us and solve the problem, then we go to God. That's not the way God wants us to do it. Is it? He wants us to go to him first.
Yes.
Hallelujah. How does that song go? On bended knees I come. How does that song go? Come on. You got that? Have you got that song anywhere, brother? Put it on there. Hallelujah. That is an awesome song, isn't it? Because God is calling us to himself. He wants us to be more like him. Glory be to God. He does. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You don't have it? Huh? You don't have it? All right. Yeah, brother. Hallelujah. Brother Duggan can do it. Hey, we appreciate it. Amen. We appreciate him. God is good, isn't it? Thank God for the saints of God. Thank you all for coming back on Sunday night, bearing with me. You know, I really appreciate it a whole lot. Appreciate it a lot. All right, here we go.
Bended knees I come. With a humble heart I come. Bowing down before your holy throne. Lifting holy hands to you. As I pledge my love anew. I worship you in spirit. I worship you in truth.
God is so good. Amen. He's good. Amen. And the word of God said, I would therefore that men lift up holy hands and without wrath and doubting. I would that men pray everywhere, lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Isn't that right? Lifting up holy hands without wrath and doubting. Hallelujah. So on bending knees I come. My. Hallelujah. I still can get on my knees, you know, too. You know, it's not easy. It's not easy sometimes, but sometimes I stick it on my knees and pray. But now, you know, really when it comes to prayer, it doesn't matter too much about the position of our body, you know, but the position of our heart. Isn't that right? See, because we can pray riding in the car, pray walking, standing, just whatever. We can pray. On our jobs, we can pray. See how God fixed it? God fixed it for us, and we don't have no excuse. Amen. To pray and talk to Him and be a light in this dark world. Because this world is dark and getting darker. It's getting darker in the world. The word of God said, evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But as the light, as it get dark in the world, the light of Jesus Christ is shining. Amen. Isn't that right? Amen. Hallelujah. But the Bible said, where sin abound, grace did much more abound. Amen. We need the grace of God. The Bible said, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation, listen to this now, hath appeared unto all men. But it teaches something. It's that teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we shall live what? Soberly, righteously, and godly for it in this present world. Amen? So God is counting on you and me. God is expecting something out of you and me. And you hear me quote this? You hear me quote this scripture a lot. Micah 6:8. He have showed thee, O man, what is good. And what does the Lord require thee? You mean to tell me God requires something of us? But to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. This is what God is calling for. He's calling for us to do these things. And we come into a new year. Thank God. And let's go into the new year, not with a frown on our face, but thank God, but with joy and peace and with a smile on our face. Hallelujah. Why? Because God had brought us through a whole year and taken us into a new one. Isn't that something to be thankful for? Isn't that something to praise God for? Isn't that something to love God for? Amen. Hallelujah. Let's read a few verses of 1 Corinthians 13. Amen. Bang, bang. In other words, if I don't have love, I'm just a lot of bang, bang, clang, clang. That's about what it is. A lot of noise. Uh-huh.
Read. And though I have a gift of prophecy, mm-hmm. and understand all
mysteries
and all knowledge,
my God,
and though I have all faith,
could remove a mountain.
Mm-hmm. If I have not charity, I am nothing.
If I can do all these things and don't have love, it don't mount a thing. Isn't that something? My. So we must have the love of God in our hearts. We must have love. And like I said, when we got love, it'll show. It'll show. You can't hide it. You can't be full of love and it's going to show. It's going to come out. Hallelujah. All right, read. Though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor. Somebody got a lot of money, said I'm going to get, look, I want to feed the poor with all of these dollars here. Yeah, but to do that and don't have love, it don't mean a thing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We've got to have the love of God. We've got to have the love of God. And that's God in us, isn't it? God in us. When God is in us, the love of God will flow in us and through us and out of us to be a blessing. Isn't that right? That's what we need. All right, read.
Do I give my body to be burned?
And don't have charity? It don't profit me a thing. You know, people show off, don't they? They a lot of people make a big show, but if you don't have charity, it don't mean a thing. It don't mount a hill of beans. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Read this a little bit more.
Charity suffers long.
Charity suffers long. Now we can see that in Jesus, can't we? He suffered. He really suffered. And you know, Jesus, he's above all. And when the devil came to Jesus to tempt him, the devil, you know, and the devil would send different men to Jesus, you know, ask him questions, you know, but he would always have the right answer. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Because Jesus is above the devil. The devil is a deceiver. The devil is a liar. All right. Amen. So what he's saying is, if you don't have love, which if you don't have God, you're lost. That's what it amounts to. That's exactly what it amounts to. So, saints, I want to say this. We're living in the end time. The Lord is soon to come. Let's seek him. Seek the Lord's face. The Bible says, seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let them return unto the Lord and to our God, and he will what? Abundantly pardon. Is that right? He'll abundantly pardon. Hallelujah. So as many need to return back to God. Some have been in the church here and have gone out. Pray for them. Isn't that right? Pray for them. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we need to be for the truth is. May God bless you tonight. Hallelujah. May God smile upon you and give you peace. And saints, as we go into the new year, let's go in praising God. Let's go in loving God. Let's go in being a witness for the Lord. And to be a witness, many times you don't have to say a word. Isn't that right? Let your light shine. People can see your light shining. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You don't have to go just as you on a job, as you live your life, people watching you. Isn't that right? People are watching you. Amen. Hallelujah. So let's please the Lord. Let's live so the Lord will smile on us and not frown. I don't want him to frown. I want him to smile on me. Amen. Let's bow our heads and talk to the Lord. Father, thank you tonight, Lord, for your love, your grace, your mercy, your faith. Thank you, Lord God, for your love and care, for your wisdom, Lord. Just have your way in your people, Lord. Stir our hearts and our minds to do your will, Lord. We're living in the end, Lord God, and you're coming soon. But help us, Lord God, help us to do your will tonight, Lord God, being faithful and true to thee, Lord. Bless your people here. Bless your people everywhere, Lord. Meet the needs of your people. Encourage our hearts, Lord, to follow you, to follow on to know you, Lord. For we know, Lord God, that you're faithful and true. You never have failed and you never will. Thank you for the victory, Lord God. Give us all a safe trip to our homes and victory and peace in our homes, Lord God. In Jesus' name we pray. For the glory of God, amen. May God bless you tonight.